The West Kootenays is described as heaven for skiers and snowboarders, hikers and mountain bikers and paddlers, but for the past 2 years, there's been trouble in paradise as the Nelson Kootenay Lake tourism saw alarmingly dropping numbers of visitors to the area. Just last year, revenue from tourism was down 15%, according to the destination organization. But now things are beginning to look up, Executive Director Diana Dukes told KCR.
It's higher than we anticipated. Now, August was our strongest month. As you know, June, July, we're a little bit like farmers. It was pretty rainy, so things were a bit slow. So the anticipation, I think, of travel just blossomed in August. September was pretty good, and I think October held its own, too. So, yeah, higher than we anticipated, for sure.
With the first months of record-keeping, tourism revenue has increased with 39% compared to the same time period the year before, signaling an important part of the region's recovery for tourism, an industry which has been one of the most maimed during the pandemic. Duke said the increase should be seen in the light of the fact that previous years saw significantly lower tourism revenue. In 2021, it was down 15% for Nelson.
Typically, we're looking at about a 7% increase annually just with inflation and changes and shifts in the kind of accommodations that are out there. So 39 is pretty incredible.
Duke said the Nelson Kootenay Lake Tourism Organization has been focusing on new ways to pull in tourists. A road trip app, which was launched this summer, shows off iconic drives around Nelson in an interactive format with stories from each location. Nelson Kootenay Lake Tourism has also released a podcast with award-winning CBC reporter Bob Keating, who explores local stories and hidden gems in the area, which has brought on the attention from other destination marketing organizations in BC.
So that is new. A lot of the other destination marketing organizations in BC are asking us about it. Who did we use? How did we do it? What did it cost? So there's interest from other DMOs to do something similar. So I think that's a good way to share the experience of a region even before people get here. And then when they get here, boom, you get in your car. It's really cool.
Destination British Columbia statistics shows that the largest source of tourists to BC is British Columbians. 49% of trips that amount to 29% of visitor spending. That high percentage means that even a slight bump in the number of Canadians traveling at home could make a difference for the tourism sector. The next largest group of visitors to BC is Canadians from the rest of the country, 24% of trips and 23% of visitor spending. After that comes Americans, with 18% of trips and 20% of spending. For KCR News, I'm John Roone.